edge to get the, you know, approach psychiatry, psychology from the point of view of philosophy.
Can I do? Yes, no question.
Yeah.
And what can I do?
He didn't tell me that he told you about the material. He has a copy. Do you have any questions about the Bhagavad Gita? He says he just wished to meet you.
Our viewpoint is that in the material world, who has accepted this material body? Anyone. But especially take the human society. They require treatment, everyone. Everyone is mentally diseased. Therefore, he is alert. Everyone. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahavidana. Anyone who has no sense of God consciousness, he is diseased mentally. He requested. The holy man society, especially in the present moment, they have given us a God consciousness. They are not interested. That is their disease. Everyone requires treatment. But the all Krishna consciousness movement is the mass treatment of the materialistic person who are mentally diseased. That is our purpose. It is in India. There was a case, a man committed murder, and he pleaded in the court with his leader, his lawyer pleaded that he was man accepted. He also accepted unless one becomes man, one cannot commit murder. Of suicide. So the civil surgeon was brought to give evidence whether this man is actually man. The civil surgeon said that so far my experience is concerned, I have treated so many. But in my opinion, everyone is man. So if on account of madness one should be excused from the law, then it is just honest this reason. But so far abstractly, more or less, everyone is me. Similarly, our study is better. Unless one is mad, he cannot remain in this material world. Well, everyone is mentally diseased, and they are concocting their ideas, different ideas, and they are overlapping, my idea, your idea, overlapping. Therefore, there is clash, unhappiness, fights individually, socially, family-wise, nation-wise. This thing. Therefore, everyone requires a treatment, psychiatrist treatment, and the best treatment is to induce a person to become Krishna. Then everything will be right. Otherwise, a person who is not Krishna conscious or God conscious, he is basically a madman and it was too. Ghostly haunted man. You have experienced ghostly haunted man.
Yes, I do.
Huh?
In the same children, the body is something for itself, not a man himself.
There is ghost. And sometimes ghost attacks. Because he has no material body. He wants to act through other bodies. So, the man who is attacked, he forgets himself. And he speaks and walks according to the dictation of the ghost. That is called ghostly haunting.
What is the
dark mountain? Suppose his father comes before him, he calls him by his name. The dark mountain. So, anyone is too much materially affected, he also talks. The treatment is bhakti. That we are teaching. Without any exception, we accept everyone in the patient for psychiatric treatment. Yes, this book.
Yes.
And all other books we can find.
Sri Prabhupada, does the soul, the ghost, enter into the other man's body? Soul is occupying one body. The ghost is another soul. Does he enter that body? There's two souls in one body.
Not exactly enter. but he catches the body, but because the ghost has no gross body, he has got his subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. He cannot see him, how he has attacked the body. He cannot see the body of mind, intelligence. You know I've got my mind. I know you've got your mind. But you do not see my mind. I do not see you. The ghost is within the subtle body. Mind, intelligence, and ego. So with that subtle body, he attacks the man. But he cannot see. He does not enter into. The entrance is the soul within you. That's what sometimes ghost is walking in the room, we cannot see. But if they tell something, we see that the thing is going down. Because he cannot see gross body. And because he hasn't got gross body, he can move very quickly. Now he's here, he can move 10 minutes. But there is God. And they attack especially women.
Is that because the women are weaker?
No. Woman is attractive for any man. Even in ghostly life. The other day, who was telling that a big poet of India, he said, the God's most wonderful creation is woman's body. Everyone is attracted to the woman's body. In your country also, the advertisement, bottomless, topless. That is a material attraction. Everyone is in this material world on account of attachment. But similarly, for a woman, the man's body is beautiful. So in this way, both of them are attached to one another. That is the basic principle of material life. Janamayitamaravidhiramayitisukham-dukham-kandu-aninakarayu-ribadukha-dukham. They become attached. On account of sex life, they become more attached. And therefore, both of them remain almost perpetuated in this material world. And to satisfy different desires, they transmigrate from one body to another. And on account of accepting this material body, there is always misery. Therefore, everyone requires the psychiatric treatment. So that the mind may be transferred from matter to please don't remember the gift. The disease is on the mind. Everyone is riding on the chariot of mind. And the mind is taking him here. And the yoga practice is also Krishna. This is also yoga, bhakti yoga. And this ordinary is not a yoga. That is also treatment of the mind. Treatment of mind means controlling the sense. Yoga in the other mind. Mind is the leader of the senses. So the treatment of the mind is done properly when the senses work. Perfect. For example, the madman. Because the madman's mind is not controlled, he's acting in a way people just hear the man. So everyone is more or less a madman in this material. Or, in other words, you can say, anyone who is in the material world, he is a man. He requires it. Just like anyone who is in the prison house, it is to accept that he is a prison. Without any study, without any exception, you can accept all the prisoners as prisoners. Gradually, as you say. Śrīta-dharpana mārjanam is treatment in the beginning, just cleansing the mirror of the heart. That is treatment. Just like a mirror, when it is overcast of dust, it requires cleansing. So, the mental mirror is covered with material dust, but it has to be cleansed. That is the treatment. And when it is clean, you can see your real face in the mirror. Similarly, as soon as our heart disease contaminated by the most material nature is clean, you can understand what is your real food. That is the success of psychiatric treatment. One comes to know what I am. Wrong but mine. I am spirit, soul, and not this body. That is called Brahma Buddha's place. Brahma Buddha Prasanna. He can immediately be happy. And happiness means not so that the matang. He doesn't lament, neither he deserves. Our present diseases, we anchor after things which we do not possess. And when the thing is lost, we lament. So, anchoring and lament. When one is cleansed in the heart, he has no more entering or disease. Simple. and samatha raises his face, then he becomes equal to everyone. Everyone means every living being, man or animal, tree, plants, lower or higher, pandita or samadarshana. Then he enters into the sphere of devotion and service. This is the symptom. Then he perfectly in his original body. Then he has a simple disease mask. So long the disease is there, it's honest. And as soon as the disease is cured, it is. So this material disease, as soon as it is cured, one becomes it. Because he is like constitution, spiritual being. People have no knowledge in his, even about his spiritual identity. Therefore they are alive. You forget what you are doing.
Remember what you read about? Which part? About Krishna's birth?
Krishna's birth?
Right.
Bhagavad Gita, you know?
Maybe he means...
But is in French language, is another book in Hindi?
He said he read in some other. He said he's read many books about Krishna in Hindi also, but maybe he means chapter 4, verse 6, where Krishna says he comes again in this world in his original form. Do you have any questions about Krishna?
I want to know, how could I get more involved in, say, in religion? When you become a true devotee of Lord Krishna, sacrifice yourself, how could I be one of the pure devotees?
He wants to know how to become a pure devotee.
He lives with us. And he becomes pure devotee. They are pure devotees. He lives with them and do whatever they are doing. Their examples. I mean, become pure devotee. Just like in a workshop. If you admit yourself without any knowledge, if you work with the class of man, later you learn how to work. It may be that. Normally, this was the custom in India. But when somebody spends his time to any workshop or any shopkeeper without any care, so gradually he learns, and the master says, now, engage with something. Satam Sadanga, a living devotee, he learns devotion. So if you are serious, you are welcome with the insight. And behave according to the other devotees? Then
is it possible to carry one alone and still be a devotee?
That will take a long time. That also if you follow the religious principles, it is difficult. But easier method is to live with the devotee. Because the situation and atmosphere in your home is different from divorce. So it is not very healthy. We have other members in the family.
Yes, there is.
So if you want to do something, they may not like it. That is impediment. But if you live with the devotee, you can learn quickly the art. You are Indian?
Yes.
Where from you are saying?
I was born in New Delhi.
Ah. How you came here?
When my parents moved to Fiji Islands and I was with them, and then we all came to Australia.
So you are also Indian?
Yes.
Where from you are?
My parents were born in India.
In Fiji? Now they are in Fiji?
No.
Where?
My mother's in Australia, my father's in Fiji.
So where are your parents? Where they are your parents?
They're separated.
She comes in Sydney and one's in Fiji. They're separated. One lives in Sydney and one lives in Fiji.
In Fiji, there are many Indians.
Yes, there are.
The language is in Hindi?
Hindi.
Fiji?
Indians learn speaking, preaching to speak Fiji.
Fijians, they are Europeans, no?
No.
They are natives.
Natives.
They are civilized? No.
What's there?
What?
There are many of them. Those who live around this town, they are kind.
They said those who live in the city, they are civilized. But others, they live in the villages, not very civilized.
There are questions? You have got desire to become a devotee?
Pardon?
You have a desire to become a devotee?
Yes, I have.
So that's a very good desire. Feel it. What you are doing here?
So we have a retrench from work in Sydney and we started traveling around the country and we ended up in Perth with no money. And we are here from last 4 months trying to get the job and save some money and go back to Sydney.
But
from not getting the job?
Job sounds very interesting, but maybe it sounds very good, but that's why they cannot go.
We have no arrangement.
In Sydney or Melbourne.
Huh?
In Sydney or Melbourne, and stuff.
New Delhi, you are born? How long you have come?
How long ago did you come?
I was just 9 months old.
Oh.
I left him.
Australia, they are inviting people to come for watching. Rather than giving them good work.
They are not in control. There is a jobless rate, unemployment. They call it unemployment. It goes out of control. Sometimes people lose their jobs and they can't find a job. But the government is not able to control the economy very well. All over the world this happens. So sometimes people try to get a job and they can't get the job. There's so much land in Australia.
The violence would have something. All engaging.